Hey everybody, welcome back to Entertainment Talk. Today I'm here to do another video game review. This one's going to be for Adrift. It did come out a couple of years ago. It came out back in 2016. It's available on PC, PS4 and Xbox One. I played it on PS4 myself. It was part of one of the weekly sales that they do on PlayStation. Not part of the Plus deals, but just the weekly sales that they do. It's the 21st of May as I'm recording today. And I think it's on sale until the 23rd, so if you hear this review before then, which will probably be like midnight on the 23rd, I know that they run it through the whole day as well. If you're still interested in getting the game, then it's on sale for just a couple more days, I think, so go and take advantage of that. So yeah, it's called Adrift. It's basically about the aftermath of an explosion at a space station, and you play as somebody called Alex, and essentially the game just starts. It gives you like a basic tutorial as you sort of learn how to control how you play, I guess, in space and stuff. But yeah, basically the station gets exploded and you wake up in the middle of it, I suppose, in the aftermath. All of your crew, I'm not going to do any spoilers, so don't worry about that. I'll keep this spoiler free. Things have happened to your crew, and you have to like piece together what's happened. But most of what you're doing is trying to repair parts of the ship that I guess connect to each other through technology and whatnot. And you do that to essentially activate an escape pod that you get in and escape with. I've heard that there's multiple endings as well to this game, so maybe there's an ending where you don't make it. I'm not 100% sure, but apparently there was an FAQ with the game's director, and he said that there was multiple endings. I'm not sure what they all are. Apparently it's to do with the SSD cards that you can get in the game. So let's start off with the consensus. I liked this game. I thought it was pretty good. I listened to a couple of reviews just beforehand, and they said that the game was like outstayed its welcome and stuff. I've experienced, of course, a lot of games that do outstay their welcome, and it's like, okay, you could have ended here, but you decided to tack on this extra story and stuff. Don't feel like this game does that. Not really. In fact, when I got to the ending, it didn't feel like I had like gotten to it. Not because there was a lack of build-up, that wasn't the sort of problem. It was more a case of it just, like, snuck up on me, because I spent a couple of hours just, like, floating in between the bits and pieces in space and just activating stuff over and over again. And then it was like, yeah, you're done. You can use the escape pod or escape shuttle, whatever it's called. So the basic premise of this game is that you're floating through space, and you have an oxygen meter. But your oxygen meter is also tied to your thrusters, or your ability to move around, and you use your like jetpacks or whatever, or your boosters that you have in space that enable you to move around, essentially. So you can do the thing of like pushing forward and letting that float you through space and not having to use your thrusters constantly. But yeah, it's tied to your oxygen, which of course, if you run out of oxygen, you die and you have to start from a checkpoint. There's also the issue of if you go outside of the space stuff, so there's areas where you're like closed in indoors basically, and you have oxygen and you have air, but because at the start of the game it's been malfunctioned, it's got a problem with it, whenever you step like out into space, it slowly like depletes your oxygen, so it gives you that sort of survival tactic of, okay, you have to be more conservative with your thrusters and with your gas and that kind of stuff, and that's quite cool as well. There's a couple of occasions where I did get caught out with it, or like I would misread where an objective is and I would just end up floating around and wouldn't be able to reach canister, because yeah, that's how you get your oxygen in this game. You essentially there's these boxes that are all around the game, and they've been like opened probably from being bashed around or whatever. And they had like this glowing green light on it, and you can sort of see it a little bit from a distance. So it's a bit of a thing of like, okay, you can see it in the distance, you know there's oxygen, like, not in the boxes, because they've come out of them, the canisters have come out of the boxes. And it's like, okay, you know that there's, like, oxygen canisters near it, so you need to float over towards it, but don't do it too quickly, because otherwise you'll run out of gas. So that's really, really cool as well. That's quite a cool mechanic. I remember there was a game called I Am Alive. It was an Xbox Live Arcade game that came out probably like 2011 or 12 or 13 or something like that. And that used a similar kind of thing where it had a stamina meter, and it would affect your climbing in the game. That was a really, really great game. I hope that there's a sequel made someday. But it's a similar thing where you're like, you're managing a particular stamina or a like oxygen type of meter, where like we're moving around depletes that, and you have to manage it properly. I think in I Am Alive you had like, you could drink water or something and it would like replenish it. I don't remember exactly, it's been, like I said, a long, long time, but I like how it's used in both games. I think it's done really, really well. So yeah, that was pretty cool too. And you have later in the game you can sort of go up to these, like, I don't know what you'd call it. They're like the gas things, but they're like plugged into the wall, and you can use a certain different, you can use basically a machine, and that fully tops you up with your gas. So it's a bit more of a bigger reward of like, okay, if you float around long enough, you'll find these things, and they're not like too scarce or anything. And in fact, sometimes in certain pieces of the game, there's two of them in the same bunker bit. I'm not exactly sure why. Unless maybe you can't reach one of them or something, but no, it's a great game. I won't spoil the story too much. There isn't that much story here. There's like an illusion of a story, which seems like it will be continued after this. I don't know if there's going to be an Adrift 2 or whatever, although you won't be Adrift anymore, depending on your ending, I suppose. But no, I really enjoyed like floating around and trying to manage my resources, and not also like crash into walls or objects or electrical hazards and stuff, because there's bits and pieces, because obviously the station's like been completely torn apart, so it's like things are still turned on, so there's like electrical plugs and wires and stuff that are sort of dangling around, and you have to sort of avoid those. There's particular bits as well where like you're approaching a certain piece of the space shuttle, and the entrance to, you can always see the entrance to it because it's always like been pulled apart or whatever. And there will be like particular electrical bits floating around, and there will even be like a mini sort of puzzle type thing where it's like there's certain rotating pieces of electrical equipment, and you have to like go through those properly without dying. You get a couple of hits when you you can take like a couple of hits, sorry, when you do get depleted of oxygen. But the problem is like, when you get hit by it, depending on what you get hit by exactly, sometimes it like pushes you out somewhere, and you're never quite sure in which direction. So that was kind of a cool mechanic as well, to not just say like, because it can get to a bit of a part where like you get into a rhythm of like collect the canister and turn the machine on, depending on what you have to do, and that can get a bit easy sometimes. If you get into a good flow of doing that and you know where you're going, that works quite well. If you get lost in this game, you are in a bit of trouble, because there's usually like bits and pieces of the station that you do have to go through in order to get to your objective. You won't be like just drifting through space like over a long, long stretch, because you won't be able to make it. In fact, there was a piece where I got stuck on that I had to get to this particular door, and there wasn't a clear entrance to it. In fact, the entrance was blocked off, and that's the case where you have to use a different exit to get to the second entrance, and I just couldn't work out where I was supposed to go. I worked out eventually, of course, but there was like this semi sort of realistic route that I thought that I was going to be able to take. I almost did make it at one point, which was kind of cool, but I didn't manage to do so. But no, it's fairly simple. This game is essentially you're floating through space, you're getting these canisters, you're listening to like audio logs and that kind of stuff from people that have left them, from your crew from the station. And there's this like rescue team kind of thing that contacts you every now and then to tell you like, oh, this is working or this isn't, or you have to do this or that. And sometimes they talk to you about like the mission and stuff and what's happening and all that kind of stuff. So that's where the dialogue and the story comes from, is from you know, these audio logs that are left around and the team that contacts you as well. It's not quite exactly clear why they can't rescue you. I guess because of certain bits and pieces that are turned off. But oddly, your character never, like, responds to them. She just kind of stays muted, which is a bit strange. But no, in terms of gameplay, this is really, really fun. I would put it in the category of the walking simulator. But I would also say it's the best walking simulator I've played. If you don't know what that is, that's essentially where you're just, like, yeah, walking through a game. You're not really doing much. You're, like, maybe interacting with things and clicking on things. But not in, like, a telltale point-and-click adventure game. Much more of a just, you're simply in first person walking through something. I'm talking about games like Gone Home. Journey's a little bit different, but Journey's kind of the same thing. I'm talking about things like Gone Home and Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. I played those two. The one that I haven't played yet is What Remains of Edith Finch. I haven't played that one yet, so I'm not sure what that's like. I would say this is the best of those. I know Flower is one as well, but that's a bit more sort of nature-esque as opposed to like if you're walking through something. But in terms of those games, I think this is the best video game out of them. I think Gone Home maybe has a better story. There's not much, there's like allusions to the story in Adrift, but it doesn't like push itself far enough, if you get what I mean. And Everybody's Gone to the Rapture was good, but it's more like, here's a brief description of what happened in the past, and you have to figure it out. But I didn't think that was a very good video game, Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. So yeah, in terms of comparing all those, I think Adrift is the best video game out of them. But Gone Home and Everybody's Gone to the Rapture had slightly better stories, or they had better ways of displaying their story. It's good in this as well. It's more of the allusion to what's happened, which Everybody's Gone to the Rapture does do, but kind of does it better in certain ways. But I still think everything's done really, really well here, and it's nice and short as well, so yeah, I think that's about everything I have to talk about with Adrift. It's a great game. It's £5 on the PlayStation Store at the moment. Not sure if there's a sale on Steam or on Xbox, because I only got this on PlayStation 4. But yeah, there should be a couple more days left of the sale, so if you want to grab it at this price, £5, which I think is about $8, $9 or something. I'm not always quite clear on exchange rates and stuff, but it should be around that much. It did say that the full price was £13. I still think it's worth it at £13. Especially if you want to go back and collect the SSD things. I'm sure there's like guides you can look up of how to do that and stuff. But no, I enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I think you should go and play it. Yeah, it's great. Go and play it. So, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, so that's everything I have to say for Adrift. Go and play it. It's pretty great. Yes, so go and play it and go and buy it while it's on sale. Even if it's at full price, still go and buy it. So, yeah, so that's everything for this review. Thank you for listening. Of course, all of our other content is on entertainmenttalk.org. We've got the Westworld at the moment, which we'll be doing on Wednesday. It's Monday today, so we'll see how this the fifth episode this week goes. Tomorrow, State of Decay 2 comes out, and I'm hoping to do a first impressions video for it. Speaking of first impressions, if you want to see me play Adrift and see sort of the start of the game, I did do a first impressions video. I'll probably put a link in the description or in the website post, as you could call it, to the video as well. Although you can, if you go on video games and then go on first impressions, it's probably one of the ones at the top. But yeah, speaking of other first impressions videos, State of Decay 2 comes out tomorrow, which should be 22nd of May, which is a Tuesday. So I'll be doing a first impressions video for that. Might do a stream as well, depending on how that goes and what time and all that kind of stuff. So I can't guarantee the stream, but I should probably have the first impressions video out tomorrow. Westworld will be on Wednesday. And then later in the week, of course, we got Gaming Talk and iZombie, which has got two episodes left, so some of our shows are starting to wrap up. although Westworld's still got like 6 weeks left, I think. So stay tuned to all those. Of course, the other shows that we do are the DC ones as well. We do The Walking Dead, but it's been finished for a couple of months. But yeah, Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, Legends, Black Lightning. Legends and Black Lightning finished a while ago. Yes, yeah, so Legends and Black Lightning finished a while ago. Supergirl still got a fair chunk of its season left, but Arrow and Flash are going to be the next ones that finish, so stay tuned for those. And other stuff as well, entertainmenttalk.org is where you'll find all of that. Twitter, or I should just say from now on, all social media, Entertainment Talk, but specifically our Twitter handle is at eTalkUK, so that's Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of stuff. Just search for Entertainment Talk, you'll find us on the social media stuff that's out there. There's some options of how you can support us, as well. Amazon affiliate, that's where you use our Amazon affiliate link to do your shopping on Amazon. We get a small cut of the amount that you spend, but it costs you nothing extra. Word of mouth, of course, tell your friends and family and people that are interested in the stuff that we do. That would help as well, so just tell them what the link is, entertainmenttalk.org, and they can have a look around. Patreon, of course, as well, patreon.com/entertainmenttalk. That's where you can redeem rewards for reviews of your choosing. So depending on what you'd like us to review, have a good look at the different options and decide what you'd like to redeem from there. Of course, that's where you get your ad-free podcasts as well. iTunes, please rate, review, and subscribe to us there. Yeah, just subscribe to everything that we do and share everything around. It'll help us out quite a lot. So that would be great as well. There's Mixer and Twitch, of course. Me and Robert have different video game streaming channels. He's got one on Mixer. I've got one on Twitch. It's just the way it is. Yes, I think that's everything for this review. So thank you all for listening, and I will see you next time. Goodbye.